Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up to talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
That's our good buddy Hector Barreto, mine and Karen Kerrigan's good friend on the end there. Thanks for hanging out with me, folks. Welcome back, 7 Till. That's from our 20th anniversary, and this is the 21st anniversary. We're still in the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, rocking and rolling. And as long as I can draw breath and the sponsors hold out, we're going to be right here. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, folks. She's one of my heroes. She's president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
Sure, Jim. SBE Council, we are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business and promoting entrepreneurship. And for nearly almost 25 years now, we'll be going 25 years next year, we've been working on a range of initiatives to improve the overall climate and environment for healthy small business growth and entrepreneurship. So we advocate, we do research, we provide education, and we have a great membership of 100,000 entrepreneurs and small business owners who are engaged in our work. And that's what makes us, I think, so successful is the engagement of our members,
right,
entrepreneurs who are willing to help us in everything that we do to advocate for really good policies for entrepreneurship. SBE Council.
Yeah, folks, I encourage you to check them out and write them a check. Give them some money, because whatever they do, whatever Karen and her organization does, benefits you more directly than you know, or you should know, because I've been telling you that for 20 years. So, Karen, keep up the good work. Now, you have a business roundtable survey that you have some results of. I want you to give us one or two quick bullets from that, and then I want to talk about politics, about state politics. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bet, Jim. Well, you know, we did this survey. We released it at a big event up on Capitol Hill. You know, and the issues really are the same bread and butter issues that concern small business owners. Healthcare is their number one issue. If Congress and the administration could deal with just one issue next year, what would it be? Healthcare, top of the list. Tax reform and simplification is number two. Immigration reform, number three. The deficit, four. Regulatory burden and access to capital, mm-hmm, tied at number five.
What about qualified employees? I'm surprised that didn't.
Okay. Well, that is what if Congress or the administration could deal with one issue.
I got you.
But we talked about priorities for their business and what, mm-hmm, are their key challenges. Yes. You know, sort of finding and keeping quality workers is a top issue. But we also think immigration reform at number three,
yeah,
underneath, you know, the issues for Congress to deal with, so is a piece
of
that.
It.
And I think
that
small business owners understand that. Very interesting what we asked is how they feel today post-election about the future of their company. You know, 57% said they feel about the same, 23%, mm-hmm, are less optimistic. But when we ask them what is the outlook on the American economy, you know, for the future, 43% felt about the same, 40% were less optimistic. So, Jim, we think that's a big red flag,
yeah,
for this Congress to do a lot during the lame duck and for the administration.
It's in their hands. They need to not blow what we've accomplished so far. I want to change horses a little bit. And let's look across the map a little bit, Karen. Now, look, you and I are neither Democrat or Republican in our roles, in what we do. We worship at the throne of small business and the results,
right,
that they need. And that we're leading the small business party, folks. I consider us to be. So, but when I look across the landscape and I see Arizona turning blue. I see Georgia probably turning blue in the next election. I see Florida becoming purple. Michigan went the other way. Wisconsin went the other way. Now, folks, I'm not advocating for Republican issues, but I will tell you a lot of the people on the Democrat side are not saying things that sound like they're going to be good for small business. And so I worry about those things, Karen. What do you think? Am I correct? Am I right in my concern?
Yes, I mean, there is cause for concern in terms of, you know, what's going to happen in the next Congress. I think, you know, the brakes are put on this policy momentum that we currently have that has been fueling the optimism in small business growth. But also, I think the new members coming in have to understand they need to get things done. They ran as moderates. They were very appealing.
Right.
And they're putting pressure on the left-wing Republicans to pull back on investigations and other things. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the pressure's going to be on them, isn't it? Not to screw things up, right?
Exactly.
Hey,
you Karen, bet.
Good job today. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. SBEcouncil.org. Please support that organization. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blassingame, celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.